welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue right on in a message I began yesterday. I've entitled Time Management. Do you remember as a child, did you read that little book, Alice in Wonderland? Well, there was a character in there, which I remember, the White Rabbit, and he was running around all the time, and he'd say, I'm late for a very important date. And that's kind of like people are doing today. They're not certain what the date is, but they are rushing around. I shared yesterday, Daniel 12:4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. That is a classic and a powerful statement of the times in which we are now living. And so we're looking at the subject of time, which is very precious because we have a certain number of appointed days to us. God decided when we were to be born, and He also knows when our physical body is no longer going to be serving us, and we will be with Him, either by rapture or by the grave. But for those who belong to Jesus, we will definitely know where our destination is. And it is so sad there are so many people who don't believe in a God and think that death is just the end of everything. Well, no, there is some perception of time from what I've been able to glean from those who have died and come back or those who have been privileged to visit heaven. But in this realm in which we're living, time is definitely linear. There's a past, present, and future. And I feel the Lord is just prompting me to share the importance of living in this present moment, living each day as God brings it with all the grace that He supplies and fulfilling His will in that day. Now, does that do away with long-term planning or goals? Of course it does not. But as the scripture says, we will do such and such if the Lord wills. And so while we are to use our intellectual capacities for planning and scheduling, yet everything depends on the intervention and the will of the Lord. He has the right to change it at the last moment. And He does sometimes, just so we're not dependent upon our day planners. Anyway, let's go on. I want to share Isaiah 33:5-6. The Lord is exalted, for He dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. Listen to this. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. Listen to that. How important is that? What's going to cause you to be stable in the crazy times in which we're living and to be the strength of your salvation? Wisdom and knowledge. And I'm going to share a secret of time management at the very end of this broadcast, so stay with me. The NIV declares that passage this way, or renders it this way. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Hallelujah. And so I want to declare to you, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of lords and King of kings, even in this electronic age. Praise God. This is not a surprise, the 20th century, the 21st century we're living in. And it's increasingly complex, increasingly hurried, increasingly developing. Knowledge shall be increased in ways that we could not have imagined. Technology and information and science and advances that have been made in medicine, so many things. So we have the daily pressures that come to us just in living our lives. And it's important that we should have short-term goals, the things that God would speak to your heart. Some folks take, you know, the beginning of every year to say, Lord, what would you like me to accomplish this month or this quarter or this year? And then, of course, there are lifetime goals and desires, long-term, perhaps to marry, to have a family, to have a career in a particular field. And all those are good, because the steps, as I shared yesterday, of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That's Psalm 37 and 23. Psalm 31 and 15 declares, my times are in thy hand. And as I've shared the scriptures I have to yesterday, today, we should spend that time in the fear of the Lord, realizing that our time is a precious gift. And we never know the extent or length of our days. Teach us to number our days so that we may apply our heart to wisdom. Is that not your prayer? That is mine. And so we want to look at that powerful scripture that Paul stated in Philippians 4:11. He said, for I have learned. In other words, he didn't get it all at once. And unfortunately, we have to go through the same process. That's why all the trials, the troubles that come our way, the battles, the spiritual warfare, we have to learn, like Paul did, in whatever state we must find ourselves or do find ourselves, that we can be content. Praise God. We can be content. I got to share Isaiah 33, 5 and 6, or at least a portion. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. So we have to understand that God orders our lives. And if we really get that, it's not all on your shoulders. It's not all you. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And so let's look at that word. I've learned to be content. Contentment. Hear what 1 Timothy 6:6-8 says. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Boy, does that summarize a man's life. That's what Paul wrote to Timothy. We came in born naked as a baby, and when we leave, we're not going to take anything with us at all. Just the works that we have done. Amen. And then in Hebrews 13:5-6, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he that said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's modern language. And it goes on to say, that translation, let your conduct be free from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For he has said, I will never give you up nor desert you. Now that word contentment or content, the Latin root word, the verb is contendere, which means, listen to this, to stretch, to strive, or vie in contest of or rivalry, or adjust against difficulties. So that's a very action-packed word. It's not passive by any means. To strive to be content, that means there's a contest going on. There's a rivalry. There's a stretching against difficulties. That implies the grace of God. And yes, he will supply it. We will ask for contentment. And the noun from that Latin root is contentus, which means to hold in, to contain. In other words, contain and hold in the natural responses, which is to be impatient, to be frustrated, to get angry, to blow your top, all those kinds of things. The definition, the verb, means to appease the desires of, to limit oneself in requirements, desires, or actions. The noun is simply to be satisfied, freedom from care or discomfort. What a marvelous spiritual state that is, that we can, regardless of what happens to us, we know in whom we have believed. We know what the future holds. We know God, we came into this world with nothing. We will leave with nothing except the works that we have done for Christ, and may they be gold, silver, and precious stones, not wood, hay, and stubble. But that is the wisdom that we possesses God's people. Even Jesus, in Hebrews 5 at 7, it says Jesus offered up loud cries and tears to the one who would save him from death. But of course, he wasn't saved from death, was he? Because that's why he had come. Beloved, we are to praise him in all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And where is that found? Well, in verse 13, all strengthening of that grace of Christ comes when the secret of godliness with contentment is discovered. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, when we can do everything, the word tells us, but we will do that when we have that contentment, that strength of godliness, which is discovered in being content in the present moment with God's ability to deal with whatever is facing you. So now I promised you the secret of time management. It's very simple. Let God manage it. Amen. Let the great I am focus on whatever you're doing at the moment. Live in the present. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto God and not unto man. Whether it's working on a job, whether it's working in your garden, in your yard, whether it's working on your car, whether it's cleaning your house, tending to the children, be content and know that God orders your affairs and your steps, and know that he loves you and he is not going to let anything occur that you and he can't handle. Praise God. Well, there's so much more I could say. I'd love to pray for an hour with you for that, but I pray the Holy Spirit will take these few words and you will seek God in this area, and you won't let yourself be stressed and pressured, and don't let anybody else put that on you. You rest and walk in the peace of the Lord, because you know what? If you can do that when everyone else around you is going crazy, it will bring peace to the situation. Of course, you can be praying too inside. I love you, and I pray your day is filled with peace and contentment and joy as only the Lord can give. I love you. I thank you for joining me, and we'll see what the Lord has for us next time we get together. I thank you for your prayer support. UCM Partners, I pray for you every day. I thank you for your financial help and the things that you do in your prayers and encouragement that we can go forward in all the outreaches of UCM. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.